Well, we've survived another year, at least a liturgical year. Here we are on Christ the King Sunday, or the Reign of Christ Sunday, whichever one you prefer. It's the final Sunday in the liturgical year. That time when, or that liturgical year is when we use it to celebrate God's amazing love for us. He has created the world and everything and everybody that we see in it. He's reached out to it in prophets and priests and his son Jesus Christ with his love and mercy. And the liturgical year helps us walk through that every year to remind us of the immensity of God's purpose and love. And so the year begins with Advent. It's that time when we focus again on the coming of Christ anew into our hearts. Kind of preparing for that, what that means. That's kind of like house cleaning. What needs to be cleaned out so we can receive again Jesus Christ into our hearts? And then that's followed with Epiphany. Epiphany is celebrating the coming of the three wise men to see the Christ child. The three wise men who were Gentiles, who foreshadowed that the gospel of Jesus Christ is there for everybody, not just the Jews to which the Messiah came, but also to everyone in the world. And then following that is Ash Wednesday and the season of Lent, when we look introspectively to see how things are going with our faith. What areas do we need to improve? Do we need to confess? Do we need to have more help from the Holy Spirit to live out his life for us? It's also a time to share faith with other people, a time of evangelism, a time of sharing the good news that we've received and we're working through. Then comes Holy Week. That time when, you know, the world, we focus in on Jesus coming, ultimately being the sacrifice of God. And then on Good Friday, when that time when the worst of the world took his best shot at Jesus, thought he was dead. Well, we're done with that nonsense. And then there's Easter. Easter, when Jesus had the last laugh on the forces of evil in the world, when he came to life again, and in Jesus Christ there is life that never, never dies. And then we celebrate Pentecost, that time when the Holy Spirit is given to the church to empower us to share our faith with anybody who will listen to us into the ends of the earth. And then we come back to Christ the King, the end of the year. Well, kings are pretty irrelevant to us today, aren't they? We don't really think much about them except when we get caught up in the pomp and the circumstance of British royalty. But that's a long time ago. And yet we come here today on what we call Christ the King Sunday. And so it's like we kind of live in two different worlds. Here we are on Sunday talking about the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And then on Monday, we don't think, and through Saturday, we don't think much about kings. It's kind of not so much on our minds. Our passage this morning, we find John telling us about the encounter that Jesus had with Pilate. It's a conversation that Jesus and Pilate have. And Pilate finds himself in pretty much of a dilemma. He's the governor put there for Rome to keep the peace. And he can have that position as long as he fulfills that role. But what happens if the Jewish leaders and the people get upset with him and have an insurrection? Are there going to be enough Roman centurions in the area to quell that disturbance? Is that disturbance going to get the ear and attention of Rome and he's out of a job? And then there's the Jewish leadership. They want Jesus out of the equation of their lives. He's becoming more popular with more people. And every time they try to challenge him and box him into a corner, he's really slippery, isn't he? He turns the tables on them and points their finger back at them and escapes. but they want him out. Well, who does Pilate satisfy? Does he satisfy Rome? Does he satisfy the Jewish leaders? And so Jesus comes in and they have this conversation. And it's about truth and truth. And so Pilate says, Jesus, are you the king of the Jews? Simple truth. Yes, no. Did you ever say that you were the king of the Jews? If you did, got it. Rome's unhappy with you. The leader's unhappy with you. You're gone. But instead, Jesus turns the tables. And he says to Pilate, who do you say I am? Is this you that's talking about when you say the king of the Jews? Or is it someone has told you that? Because, see, Jesus wants to get past the politicization of the moment. And he wants to focus in on Pilate. What do you believe? What's going on in your life? And that's what Jesus does. Is this what you think? Or does somebody tell you? Pilate is interested in what I'm going to say, intellectual truth. Reliable, verifiable, something you can count on. On the other hand, Jesus is interested in the truth, capital T. And the truth in Scripture is conformity with the will of God and the purpose of God and being a part of that with God. In the New Testament, that truth is more about doing the truth than it is about the particular things that are right or wrong. And so Pilate is talking about truth with a little t, Jesus, truth with a big T. And Pilate wants to know, what did you do? What did you do? Well, in the Gospel of John, what Jesus did was he revealed that God was the creator of everything that we can see and touch and taste and feel, and every person in the image of God, that all of us, regardless of who and where we are and what we've come from, have fallen short of the expectation of God, and that in Jesus Christ there's grace, forgiveness, and mercy and redemption. Jesus came into the world to shine his light, the light of God's truth. And that light shines on each and every one of us, on what we do, on what we say, how we treat other people. Are we living God's truth? It shines a light on our relationships with our parents, our children, our extended family members, the people we work with, our neighbors. Is what we're doing in all of those relationships the way God would have us live and be in those relationships with other people? It shines a light on our faith. What is our faith? Where is it? Is it in God and His truth, or is it in something else, country, whatever that might be? It shines a light on how we live each day in the world. Are we living out the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ in the way you and I live every day? That's what Jesus is interested in when he's talking to Pilate. But Pilate sloughs it off. What's truth? Pilate had a dilemma. Is he going to choose Rome? Is he going to choose the Jewish leadership? or is he going to choose Jesus? You and I have that dilemma too. Who is it that we're going to listen to? Are we going to strive after making sure every I is dotted and T is crossed? Or are we going to live into the truth of God? What God is doing in the world and what he calls each one of us to be a part of. We are to share our faith and trust in Jesus Christ. We are to be present with people. Because the truth and the little T, the right, the wrong, the yes, the no, is pretty sterile. And it's often kept people at arm's length and without getting involved in them. For those of you who are old enough to remember Dragnet, remember Friday? Just the facts. Don't get me back, sidetracked here. Just the facts. But Jesus wants to know you. He wants to know your joys and your concerns. He wants to know the joys and concerns of everyone. We think back into the earlier chapters of the Gospel of John when Jesus met the woman at the well and he says, "You've had five husbands and the one you have now isn't your husband." And that he talked to her was evidence that God had not abandoned her. And he offers her abundant life. And so Jesus comes to each one of us with the invitation to be authentic. To be who we are in the presence of God. Not who we pretend to be, but the truth of who we are. So that we can confess those things in the darkness in our hearts and be cleansed by Jesus Christ. He calls us and invites you and I to be his instruments in the world, to work for justice, to treat each person created in the image of God with dignity and respect, to do what we can to reach out to other people with our faith, to let them know that God has not abandoned them. We live in a world in which kings are pretty much irrelevant. But Jesus the King is certainly relevant. We don't live, his kingdom is not in this world, but it's wherever he is confessed, wherever he is accepted, wherever followers are empowered by the Holy Spirit to live out the truth of God and live daily sharing that faith in the prayer that someone will hear and embrace it themselves. Let us pray. Almighty God, help us to be strong in the kingdom of God. Give us your Holy Spirit. Let it shine the light on us that we might seek forgiveness for that we need forgiveness for, that we might be emboldened, empowered to share our faith. For we live in the world working with you, but we are citizens of the kingdom of God. Amen.